Hey, are you just starting out and wondering if high-ticket dropshipping is the right thing for you? My name is Trevor Fenner with eCommerce Paradise, and I provide services and a course on high-ticket dropshipping. I teach people how to get started with this business model. And in this video, I want to just basically talk about like what this business model is all about, how it can benefit you, and how you can use it to become location independent and get away from your 9-to-5 job and stop having to work jobs that you just don't like to work anymore. One caveat is that owning a business, any business, is risky. So I do not recommend you try to start a business if you do not have any money to start a business with. You can try to start it with a very low budget, and one of the benefits of this business model is that it doesn't cost much money to start up. But I do recommend you have some savings first. So if you are in debt, I do recommend that you work hard to get out of debt first before you start a business. And one of the main reasons is just because simply you're going to be more, you're going to be really trying to rush yourself too much, and you're really going to be desperate, is the word I was looking for, to get sales. And, you know, you also might be quicker to give up as well, because if you're not making any money right away, you might think, oh, it's a scam or it doesn't work or something like that, and just stop. So I do recommend you have, you know, saved up at least probably a few $1,000 would be good. Not that you're going to need that much, but that at least you have that kind of a buffer to start your business with and to invest into your business. And also that you're willing to invest into yourself as well and to learn to get started. So with that out of the way, let's kind of get started and talk about what high-ticket dropshipping is, the benefits of it, and how you can use this business model to build the life of your dreams. Okay, so if you're first time watching my YouTube channel, definitely subscribe and hit the like button and get my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping, a list of high-ticket products that you can sell online that are profitable at ecommerceparadise.com/niches and the link below. All right, guys, so kind of start off, what is dropshipping and how is it different from other business models like retail brick and mortar stores? Or maybe even starting your own brand. A lot of people, think about starting a business, and the first thought is, I should start an online business because the internet connects everybody, no matter where you are, with smartphones and their computers, and you can kind of run an online business from almost anywhere, right? And that's the beauty of it. But there's lots of different types of online businesses you can start. There's things like affiliate marketing, private labeling, and there's, custom products you can do. You can become an inventor and invent your own products. You can simply create content and sell advertising. There's lots of different ways to make money online, but dropshipping is one of the most popular ways to make money online because it's involving physical products and it's involving usually branded products. So high-ticket dropshipping specifically is a different version of dropshipping. Dropshipping has lots of different types and ways to do it, and I only do high-ticket dropshipping now because I feel that it's the most sustainable business model, and it's also one of the best business models for location independence and time freedom as well. So let's talk about dropshipping. What is it? How does it work? If you're not familiar with dropshipping, and the term basically is just a fulfillment method. So in the supply chain, usually you start with a manufacturer, and these days usually manufacturers of products are in China or a country generally where labor is less expensive than in the West. Now, there are still a lot of products manufactured in the US or in Europe and things like that, and they're usually higher quality as well, but a lot of products are manufactured in China nowadays, and it's just because labor is cheaper and because China has amazing technology now that they can produce similar or better quality products, and usually for less. Sometimes labor is actually expensive nowadays in China too, so you'd be surprised. But usually you start with the manufacturer, wherever that happens to be, and then you have a wholesaler, or it goes direct to the retailer, or the manufacturer just sells direct to the public themselves. So all three are different ways of doing business nowadays. And with the internet, really the direct selling opportunity is open for almost any manufacturer. So if you happen to want to create a product, you can just create one yourself by going to China and getting in contact with one of the factories out there, get the product made there, ship it to a warehouse fulfillment center in the US, and then sell it direct to the public and fulfill it yourself. Or you can just ship it to your house, I guess, if you really wanted to. But so the key here is that with dropshipping is that you don't have to do the fulfillment yourself, that whoever your supplier happens to be, whether it be the wholesaler or a retailer, but usually it's a wholesaler, some sort of a manufacturer that's built a fulfillment center in the US, or it could even just be your own fulfillment center where you keep your product stocked. Okay, so whoever that happens to be that manages the inventory and manages the fulfillment does it for you, so you don't have to. Okay, so with dropshipping, you basically have to find a supplier, and that is either a manufacturer or a wholesaler usually. And once you've done that, then they need to provide dropshipping services. Some manufacturers don't, and they work only with wholesalers or only with other businesses that are in the trade, that kind of thing. So you'll have to go to these other wholesalers, which are also known as distributors, and get the accounts through them. But, you know, and that's pretty normal, especially for the bigger and broader manufacturers. But so from there, you can then get an account, and then all you have to do is know how to do the order processing. And with dropshipping, it's really simple. So you just put up a website, and usually you choose a niche website, like choose a specific product or like a hobby or some sort of a, you know, a mid niche that combines multiple products in one that's around a hobby or a lifestyle, that kind of a thing. And there's lots of different ways you can choose that, but usually just by looking at competitor websites and figuring out like what's what. And then what you need to do from there is you just need to start marketing. So you create the website, you put the products up on the website from your supplier, and then you do marketing. So there's different ways to do marketing. There's social media marketing, there's content marketing, and there's different types of content. You know, there's written content like blog posts, there's you know, videos and things like that, and there's email marketing. But one of the best ways to do marketing is search engine marketing, and especially for high ticket dropshipping. Search engines are like Google or Bing, or other ones like DuckDuckGo.com. And basically what it allows someone to do, and you probably are aware of this, is you go online and you just search for what you're looking for. So it's usually like a keyword, you know, like let's just say bicycles, for instance. You're searching for a bicycle online. You type that in to Google or to YouTube or to Bing, and it'll pull up a list of, you know, results for you. And the top of the list nowadays is always shopping results. And so Google Shopping and Bing Shopping happen to be kind of like portals. People like marketplaces, they go there and they find the products and they click through to the website that they're advertised, and then they might buy them from that website or shop around, that kind of thing. And people also go to marketplaces like Amazon or eBay or just really well-known websites that they always shop at and stuff like that too, and they shop for the products there. So you just need to get yourself in front of those customers. So basically get yourself into those marketplaces, your product listings, and then people will come to you. And then if you have a good enough offer, they'll buy from you. Okay. So once a purchase is made by the customer, you receive your order, then you have to go to the supplier and make sure that the amount that you sold it for is higher than the amount that it's going to cost you, because you're going to basically just be profiting by pocketing the difference. And so you keep the difference in the retail versus the wholesale cost. And there's additional expenses like usually shipping, and sometimes suppliers ship for free, sometimes they charge shipping, sometimes they charge a credit card fee, sometimes they charge a drop ship fee, things like that. And that's a whole nother thing. Fulfilling with drop shipping sometimes can be a bit of work, sometimes it's super easy, sometimes the supplier does it all for you, sometimes you got to do it all yourself, sometimes you kind of have to go back and forth a little bit. And especially with high ticket products, usually they're, you know, sometimes they're bigger and bulkier, so you can't just ship with like a UPS or FedEx parcel. You have to actually use like a freight, which UPS and FedEx also have freight, but there's also other freight LTL shipping companies and just freight forwarding companies in general that are like brokers, and they find you a good carrier and stuff like that. So, but you know, this is part of the process. So once you discover that, or once you talk to the supplier and you know that it's a profitable order, you just want to make sure that also that it's not fraud. So there's some fraud detection things that we go through to make sure that the orders aren't fraud. And basically, in essence, it's just like doing a reverse lookup online of the person's name and their address and their email and calling them and asking for ID and stuff like that sometimes if it's necessary. And the platform we use is called Shopify, and that's the one I highly recommend and use. There's a link in the description if you want to try out Shopify. You can get a free store or start for your first 3 months for $1 a month. It's really good. So use my referral link if you want to do that. But Shopify is great because it's super simple for beginners and it's really easy to use, and they have lots of stuff built into it like fraud detection. So Shopify helps a lot with that. And there's other free e-commerce platforms you can use, but they're not really as good. And sometimes they're even more complex, which is great for some retailers, but they're just, you know, a little bit too complex for beginners. So I recommend Shopify. But anyway, so you usually have to have some
sort of a business credit card to place the order with the supplier, or if they require you to wire the funds to them, that, you know, can be done as well. And then once that's done, then, you know, your payment is made, the product will ship to the customer. You just send fulfillment information to the customer. It's usually a tracking number, whichever carrier they used. And then the customer will hopefully get the product, and hopefully it arrives in good conditions. Sometimes there's shipping damage. Sometimes, you know, there's warranty issues, but usually it arrives in good condition, right? And hopefully everything goes smoothly. And once that's done, you just ask for a review, and you ask for that person to share you with their friends and to come back and buy from you again. And usually that's through email marketing or some kind of social media retargeting or just organic. And you can also do retargeting audiences through Google Ads and stuff like that as well. And that's kind of more complex stuff that I get into in my masterclass, which I'll get into more a little bit later in this video to talk to you guys about that. So the reason why I recommend dropshipping over other business models is just because it's a physical product-based model. And that's also really good for testing out different products and niches. It should never be kind of the end all of your business venture. In fact, I always recommend people to start with dropshipping and then go and create their own private label products, because it's one of the best ways to establish a really good brand identity online and to build more brand recognition and equity into your business. And it's going to help to increase the multiple for your business if you do want to sell it later on. Now, you don't have to do it. It's just a really good way to scale later on. You look at big retailers, online retailers like Wayfair.com, and they have a bunch of different like private label brands. And usually what they do is they just go to their main supplier of the best-selling products they have and ask them, hey, can we get the same products made and put a different brand name on it? And then you guys can ship it for us. And sometimes they'll agree to that. And sometimes they already have a private label program like that. And private labeling is really common in like the supplement industry and things like that, but high ticket suppliers will do it too. Yeah, that's a great way to go. But with dropshipping specifically, it's location independent, and that's just the best thing. The only other option is to go get a physical retail brick and mortar store. And some niches and some suppliers are always going to require you to have one anyways. So it's a big upfront investment to do that. You have to find the location. You got to pay for the rent. You got to usually, you know, renovate the place somehow, like put up signs, merchandising displays. You've got to buy the inventory and merchandise it and put it up nice, and whatever it takes to assemble or put it together, you got to do that. And of course, you're going to need staff. You can't do it all yourself. So you got to hire the staff, which depending on the state you're in or the country you're in, that's expensive. You have to pay them a salary, pay them benefits, or not. It's up to you. But you cannot just pay them as freelancers if they're working for you full time in the U.S. They have to be considered as an employee. So you have to pay with your payroll, and there's taxes and all sorts of other complications related to that. Whereas with dropshipping, you can just hire freelancers from the Philippines, and they can work for you full time. So it's kind of like a weird in between gray area, but basically, that's kind of how we do it. And they're much less expensive as well. And they're really, really great because they speak English really well. They're not as, usually as like good at running businesses as American people are. But then again, there's a lot of Americans that aren't even as good as Filipinos. So it's like, you kind of get the best of both worlds by doing it that way. If you just look for A players, Filipinos that are really smart people and that can kind of think on their own and, do things on their own and are action takers and, fast thinkers and stuff like that, and you train them really well, then you can get someone that's probably even better at doing your business than you are. And you can get even to the point where it's like, if you ever lost your virtual assistant, that your business would be very difficult to run on your own because they've just set up everything for you on your behalf. So I've done that before and had that experience. And, it's great when that happens because you can really start to expand and scale that way a lot better because they can start to train new staff for you and stuff. And that's definitely the way to go in the long run. But so the benefits, generally speaking, with dropshipping is location independence. You can work from home, work from a cafe, whatever it is, and you can travel around the world and stuff like that too. So the drawbacks of dropshipping is that there's higher risk involved than doing like affiliate marketing or something like that, where you're going to be dealing with products. So, you're shipping a physical thing to a customer. Since you're taking the payment, if there's a chargeback or there's a problem, they file a chargeback, then you're going to have to deal with that. And you're going to have to deal with the return shipping and stuff like that. And so, cash flow can get kind of tied up sometimes. If you're using credit cards, obviously that means you're going to have a lot of debt, revolving debt well, it's not revolving. You're going to want to pay it off every single month, but there is going to be, you know, a certain level of debt depending on how big your business is. But luckily the credit reporting agencies look at business credit card debt differently than personal credit card debt. So I always recommend getting business credit cards, because then your credit score won't go down if your credit card, you know, amount goes up really high because you're scaling or something like that. But if you start using personal cards for business spend and the limit goes up really high, the total amount that you are spending on the card, then there can definitely end up being problems with that. So let's talk about like what's required to start one of these types of businesses. You're only really going to need two things, some computer skills and some people skills. Those are really the two most important things. You know, you can find money. You can ask your friends or family or look for funding or get a loan or something like that, right? But it's really important that you learn how to use a computer and that you learn how to, you know, talk to people and learn sales techniques and just become a people person in general. So there's lots of different resources for both of those things online. I would just recommend YouTubing both, like how to use the different computer apps and stuff like that, and how to use, you know, all the things you're going to want to be able to learn how to use in order to do an online business. And, you know, usually I just recommend just learning as you go. When you encounter something new, just be very patient with it. Learning is a long process, and sometimes it can, you know, be kind of frustrating. So I would just recommend to try to learn how to have as much patience and self-control as possible so you don't get angry at your computer, because I think it's kind of silly when people get angry at their computer, but it does happen to me sometimes too. And you just have to, you know, if something's just not working, you just have to let it go and put it off and do something else, and keep a long to-do list, because to-do lists are just the best things you can have, because then you don't forget about stuff. So taking notes is really good. Having organizational skills is really good. Learn how to use a spreadsheet. You know, learn how to type on a keyboard quickly. That's going to really help a lot. So there's lots of skills, but computer skills in general are really helpful. If you have any coding skills as well, that really helps as well. Although it's not required, you can find other people that can do coding, but it's going to help a lot. And people skills, I would just recommend watching some YouTube videos and reading some books and practicing, especially when it comes to, you know, sales and marketing. You know, your best bet is just to know how to make a new friend, because with suppliers and customers, the best thing you can do is make friends with them. And, so if you know how to make a new friend, it's basically exactly what you're going to need to do business online by talking to people. Okay. So that's the most important thing. And like I said, money is easy enough to come by. If you don't have any money, you can get credit cards and get debt and start a business that way. I wouldn't recommend it, right? But that's okay. It's still possible. So, you know, have some drive as well. Like, really have some meaning of why you're doing this. Have a goal in mind, you know, and have some reason. Because if you're just going to wake up every day and you have something, some reason why you want to drive forward your business, then, you know, obviously that's going to keep you going. Whereas if you wake up every day and you don't really care, obviously it doesn't matter, you know? Like, if you're already spoiled and making a lot of money, but you just, like, kind of want to start this business so that you have more time, it might not be enough motivation. Fear is a really powerful motivator. And, you know, so when you're in a situation where it's sort of like do or die or like make or break, then you're going to work harder, generally speaking. Okay. So a lot of people are going to procrastinate until the last minute. I unfortunately do that sometimes too. And it's just, it is what it is. So you just have to get used to the fact that you're always going to do more work and better work when you're put in kind of a clutch situation. So kind of put yourself there mentally, even if you are in a good situation, and try to come up with a reason and a why and like a goal every single day to get up and work really hard in your business. Because the more hours you put into it, the more successful it'll be in the long run. Okay. And also just know that this stuff isn't like an overnight success, and it's not constantly like up. It's a roller coaster ride. It's ups and downs. So like some days are really good, some days are really bad, some days are just like kind of boring, nothing happens. So just always be consistent with your work effort, and then that consistent work effort eventually will pay off. You also have to be consistent with your learning effort. So your effort to learn new things and to get better at your skills, you have to be consistent with that as well. Okay, so let's get beyond that now. Let's get into high ticket, how it's different, why I recommend high ticket dropshipping over regular dropshipping. So high ticket just means expensive. So expensive products as opposed to cheap products. So there's a whole like world of dropshipping where people dropship cheap stuff from China to the US or other places in the world, or just worldwide in general. And one of the biggest benefits is higher profit margins, right? But some of the biggest drawbacks is that each order is a very low amount of order, unless you do like package orders and things like that, where like you're selling a bunch of stuff together, and then yeah, you can obviously sell more. But the products themselves are priced very low, and usually you're working with a manufacturer in China that ships via like very slow post, or you know, it can take months to get products basically delivered to overseas addresses. So you know, that business model is has its benefits, but also has some major drawbacks. And also one of the biggest drawbacks of that business model is that you just can't sell it. Investors don't buy dropshipping stores that dropship from China to the world. And there's multiple reasons why, but the main reason is just because they're not sustainable. You always have to be finding like a new winning product, and it takes a ton of research and a ton of time. So even if you had one winning product before, it might kind of be just like a temporary trend or something like that, like a fad, and then you'll have to find a different product. And so of course you can hire VAs to constantly do research and find these new products and test new products, and you have to be using a lot of social media advertising to find people that are interested in those types of products to find customers. Products sometimes don't show up, or they show up damaged, or oftentimes they show up and they're just not what they expected. Like the quality is less, or like the size is not right, or something like that, or the color's different from what they thought. So, you know, you're going to have to take responsibility for those orders, because you can't just ship back to China. So they're usually going to have to keep the product, and you're going to have to take the hit for the cost of the product and, of course, losing that sale. And if you get chargebacks, then you're taking the hit of the chargeback fee as well. So there's a lot of risk involved with that. Some people do really well because they find very specific niches, like specific products or specific manufacturers that in a, you know, a niche market or whatever, that works really well. And so you can do a ton of research and try to find something like that, sure. But generally speaking, what I tell people is that it's true that the more competition there is in a niche, the better it is, because that just means that there's more opportunity. If you're looking at a niche and there's nobody else selling it, that's not necessarily a good thing, okay? So you've got to make sure that there's competition already. And that means usually that there's suppliers and that, you know, there's a market for it, okay? So high ticket basically means the products are usually starting around $500 and up. Average order values on average are somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. And the products are generally speaking larger products, although that's not always true. Sometimes there are small high ticket dropshipping products, but with high ticket, usually they're bigger products and they're gonna ship via freight. So there's a bit more complexities to them. Usually high ticket products are more complex in general and require niche stores to sell. That's not always the case. You can have more general stores, what I like to call mid-niche stores, which is like multi-niche stores where you have, you know, 3 to 5 or maybe up to 10 different niches within a store. And all you have to do is kind of create separate departments within your store so that each department kind of has a separate niche feel and authority feel to it. So you can go to one department and kind of get expert advice via content for that particular niche. And, you know, then you can sell it. So that's kind of how it goes. For people that are just starting out, it's really hard to do a bigger, broader store with more categories. So I always recommend niching down to begin with and then expanding beyond that niche later on as you get a grip on things. People always ask, should I do more than one store? I always recommend just doing one store and then expanding that one store out over time instead of doing multiple stores, because with multiple stores, you have twice as many email accounts, twice as many apps, obviously 2 Shopify stores, and everything kind of just gets more complicated. You end up putting your effort into 2 different places, which means less effort overall on any one place. But high ticket is great because you can still do it from home. You're usually always dealing with manufacturers that have their products based in the US and or the country that you live and do business in, and that they ship to there from their own fulfillment center. Sometimes, like I said prior, there's distributors that sell the manufacturer's products, which is pretty normal with the bigger, well-known brands. But the thing about high-ticket dropshipping is that a lot of these brands understand the benefit of working with us as entrepreneurs, that we do a lot of marketing and we take the customer service and we take a lot of the risk off their hands as well by managing the payments ourselves. And so they see that, and then they like to really build a big dealer network, both brick and mortar and online only. And you know, they understand that a lot of the online only retailers will not be successful and will end up closing their stores, but some of them will, the ones that are really good and long-term usually do. And they'll do really well with sales, and they'll help them expand their brand. They can also do collaborations and stuff like that. But the main benefit is just that you're going to be able to do a lot more with, you know, really well-known brands. So with high-ticket dropshipping, your goal is to get the name brands, really. Generic brands are also great too, and they provide a really good source for substitute products if the name brand stuff is out of stock. But name brands are always going to help you build your business forward. The more well-known name brands you can get, the better your store is going to look in general, the more official and more authoritative your site is going to be. You're going to be able to do more content and get noticed more because you have their keywords on your site. And the best thing about this too is that when you have an authorized dealer agreement with a supplier with one of these name brands, you have access to all of their like photos and all of their marketing materials and stuff like that. So you can use their marketing materials for your social media and put them all over your site and make your site look really authoritative because you can do that. And it's a really good partnership. So that's why I recommend High Ticket. I think it's really great. You're generally making more profit per sale. If you look at the same, you know, dollar amount from $1,000 to $100. And it's like, you know, maybe with $100, you have like a 30% margin, and $1,000, you have like a 20% margin, but you're still making, you know, $200 on a $1,000 sale instead of just $30. So per sale, you're going to make a lot more profit. And that means you have more money to spend running ads and growing your store and making content and things like that. And when you can get a high ticket dropshipping business up to a high volume, that is where the big money happens. You can start doing millions in sales every single year with a fairly low volume of orders. To do millions in sales every year with low ticket products, you would have to do a crazy amount of volume. So generally speaking, I like it more. There's also great things you can do using business credit cards to get points and rewards for free travel and business class travel and five-star hotel stays and things like that. And that's another benefit of high ticket because, you know, those orders are just bigger in general. So it's just going to be more cost of goods sold and advertising spent going to these credit cards or through the credit cards. And then you're going to be able to take advantage of that and do some really great traveling for free. So high ticket is a great opportunity. And, now you're just going to wonder like how to get started probably. And there's a lot of different, you know, ways you can get started, but I have created a whole system that works really good. And I've been doing this for about 15 or 20 years. I started doing e-commerce stuff back in high school and college. And then I started high ticket dropshipping kind of coming out of college and, you know, started really growing and understanding it more later on as I moved to, you know, into Southeast Asia, started networking a lot with other entrepreneurs that were doing a similar thing. And now I'm doing it and teaching it because I feel like the methods that I've come up with are better than what others teach on their platforms. Some of it is similar, but what I've done is that I've broken down different ways to do things that actually make sense and that are easy to follow. So a lot of people just talk about it and they show you kind of like, generally speaking, this is how you can do it. But I actually have created a full in-depth course with over-the-shoulder videos showing myself doing the things and setting up niche stores and growing them and scaling them. So if you guys are interested, definitely check out my High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass. It's a 35 module course, much bigger than any of the other courses out there. And there's so much content in there that it's just pretty much endless. You're going to be able to go through all the modules over a course of months and just sort of follow along and learn new things and learn how to scale your store in different ways. You can take it to get started, take it to launch, start, you know, optimizing more and scaling a little bit and then scaling bigger and then later on even more. And then you can just continue to stay in touch with me through my content. I keep the course updated weekly. So there's lots of new things happening in the world. And definitely it's good to have a mentor. And I'm one of the mentors and I consider myself one of the best because I've actually put more time and effort into creating over the shoulder videos. Whereas a lot of them, the mentors out there just kind of create more of these like how to style courses. I definitely take a lot of effort and put into actually creating real niche stores myself and putting that content online for you guys to check out. So if you're interested in something like that, go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass and also get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. You're going to get access to a free mini course that kind of explains a little bit more in depth on each of the different topics I talked about in this video. And you're going to also be able to get a special offer for the masterclass through that mini course as well. So definitely check that out. All right, guys, so I hope this video helped you understand you know, drop shipping in general, why you'd want to start this type of online business as opposed to other types, as well as why you'd want to do high ticket instead of just regular drop shipping. If you have any questions or like to start a conversation about it, definitely hit up the comment section below, and I'd love to have a conversation and give you any advice you need, or, you know, take any tips that you might have, or whatever, whoever it is that's interested. I love having conversations about this stuff. So feel free to comment below and subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you guys out there. Take care.